I'm John Moenkel with Radio On The Go Sports for Wednesday, October 4th. Here's what happened on Tuesday at the NICL Volleyball Tournament Pod at Union. Number 7 and 3A Union swept Waterloo Columbus 2-0. Number 10 and 2A Applington Parkersburg swept number 7 and 1A AGWSR in the first round. In the consolation, Columbus swept AGWSR, and in the quarterfinal, APE beat Union 2-1. At the pod at Dyke, New Hartford, the number 1 and 2A Wolverines swept Jessup, and number 4 and 2A Sumner Fredericksburg swept number 15 and 1A Gladbrook Rhinebeck in the first round. In the consolation, Jessup beat Gladbrook Rhinebeck 2-1. In the quarterfinal, D&H beat Sumner Fredericksburg 2-0. At the pod hosted by Grundy Center, the number 3 and 2A Spartans got a first round bye. In the first round, number 11 and 2A Wapsie Valley swept Hudson, and then the Spartans swept Wapsie Valley. At the pod hosted by Denver, number 5 and 2A Denver swept East Marshall, and number 8 and 2A South Hardin swept Olwine. In the consolation, Olwine swept East Marshall, and in the quarterfinal, Denver swept South Hardin. In other volleyball, Riceville swept Clarksville 3-0. North Butler swept Rockford 3-0. In cross country, Dyke New Hartford hosted an invitational. Girls team standings, Sumner Fredericksburg was first, IFA AGWSR 5th, Dyke New Hartford 6th, and Grundy Center 7th. Boys team standings, Denver was the champion, Grundy Center 3rd. Individually, Grundy Center goes 1-2 with Caden Lynch and Emerson Vokes. Eagle Grove hosted a meet. On the girls' side, Garner Hayfield Ventura was the team champion. BKCGD, South Hardin, and West Fork did not place. Individually, Evelyn Hitzhusen of West Fork finished in 9th. Boys' team standings, Garner Hayfield Ventura was the champion. West Fork 5th, South Hardin 9th, BKCGD 11th. Find full results from those at RadioOnTheGo.com. Here's my recap of the NICL Tournament Pod at Union on Tuesday night.
I'm John Moenkel reporting from the Union High School Gym in LaPorte City, where on Tuesday night, the number 10 in 2A Applington Parkersburg volleyball team picked up 2 wins and advanced to the NICL Tournament semifinals on Thursday night. We will talk about that match against Union here in a sec, but in the opener, number 7 and 3A Union defeated Waterloo Columbus 2-0. In the second match of the night, Applington Parkersburg defeated number 7 and 1A AGWSR 2-0. In the third match of the night in the consolation, Columbus swept AGWSR 2-0. And in the nightcap, Applington Parkersburg earned a 2-1 victory over number 7 and 3A Union. Final score in that third set, 17-15. It was an insane match. But let's start from the first match involving local teams. That was AP against AGWSR. The Falcons took a little bit to get going against the Cougars in that. AGWSR in the first set led 10-9, but the Falcons led by as many as 21-11 before the Cougars came back to make it interesting. 25-18, 25-12, the Falcons left no doubt in the second set of their opening match. Then in the consolations, AGWSR had trouble finding rhythm as they fell 25-19, 26-24 to Columbus. The Cougars fought back from down 17-10 in the second set and had set point at one point, but could not finish the job. So that ended the Cougars' night. And then we go to the nightcap, which proved to be the wildest match of the night. Union takes set one, 25-19 over Applington Parkersburg. Falcons had their backs against the wall, down 1-0 against a very good Union team that they had not yet faced this season. And then AP took set two over Union 25-20 to force set three. And that is when things really started to get wacky, back and forth action. Union had set point at one point, but then Applington Parkersburg was leading 16-15 when this happened.
Here it comes. It goes over the net. Playable for Union. They set up in the middle. Rob launches it too far out. AP wins it. 17-15 Falcons, and AP is going to the conference tournament semifinals. They knock off the Union Knights on their home court in three sets. What a match.
Falcon head coach Candace Clespy says her team was able to come together and rally with their backs against the wall.
Just gritty play. Again, we still had some mental errors tonight that we know we can clean up. But, I mean, they played with so much heart and so much grit. And we just didn't give up on balls. And that was our talk in between the first and second set is, you know, we don't just want one. We want two or three girls after every single ball. Just give us a chance. And so I know we've said it all year. Like, they just truly believe in the girl next to them, and they know that they're going to get it done. They just know they are, no matter how far down they are.
So with tonight's results, AGWSR drops to 10 and 20 overall. They will take part in one of the consolation pods of the NICL tournament on Thursday night. Appleton Parkersburg improves their record to 23-6, and they will take on Denver, who is ranked number 5 in 2A in the NICL tournament semifinals on Thursday night. That match will air, among other matches that night, on 99 The Wave. Once again, Appleton Parkersburg sweeps AGWSR in the first round. Columbus sweeps AGWSR in the second round. And the Falcons defeat Union 2-1 in the quarterfinal to advance to the semifinals on Thursday night. I'm John Moenkel reporting from LaPorte City for Radio On The Go Sports.
The North Iowa Cedar League Volleyball Tournament semifinals are set after the completion of Tuesday's first two rounds. Number 1 and 2A Dyke New Hartford, number 3 and 2A Grundy Center, and number 5 and 2A Denver will join number 10 and 2A Appleton Parkersburg in matches hosted by the Spartans. The Wolverines took care of business at home with 2-0 wins over Jessup and number 4 and 2A Sumner Fredericksburg. In the opener against the Jayhawks, DNH left no doubt by winning 25-6, 25-9. The Cougars offered a tougher test in the quarterfinals, but the Wolverines advanced to the semifinals with a 25-11, 25-20 win. Grundy Center had a bye in the first round and earned a 2-0 win over number 11 and 2A Wapsie Valley, who beat Hudson in the opener. The Spartans won 25-20, 25-19 to advance. Number 7 and 1A AGWSR lost to the Falcons in Waterloo, Columbus, and will take part in the consolation at number 15 and 1A Gladbrook Rhinebeck on Thursday. Number 8 and 2A South Hardin beat Olwine and lost to Denver, and will be at the consolation at number 7 and 3A Union. Thursday's semifinals in Grundy Center will begin at 5 p.m., and each match will air on 99 The Wave. The Spartans will take on Dyke New Hartford in the opener, followed by Appleton Parkersburg versus Denver. The semifinal losers will meet in the third-place match, followed by the championship match. The Iowa Association of Track Coaches has released Week 7 individual cross-country rankings. Two Grundy Center boys remain ranked in Class 1A. Sophomore Emerson Vokes is up 2 spots to number 4, and senior Caden Lynch is down 5 spots to number 9. North Butler freshman Addison Volker has entered the Class 1A girls' rankings at number 9. Dyke New Hartford senior Izzy Houts dropped out of the Class 2A girls' rankings. View the rankings at RadioOnTheGo.com. The IATC has also released its Week 7 team cross-country poll. The top three Class 1A girls teams are Madrid, Dyersville-Beckman, and St. Edmund. Collins Maxwell is number 13, Grundy Center is number 18, and Newman Catholic is number 19. The top three Class 1A boys teams are ACGC, Lake Mills, and Pekin. Grundy Center is number 5, Fort Dodge St. Edmund is number 11, and North Butler is number 20. In Class 2A, the top three girls teams are Mid Prairie, Monticello, and Albia. Forest City is number 6, Union is number 9, Denver is number 10, Hudson is number 11, and Sumner Fredericksburg is number 13. The top three Class 2A boys teams are Des Moines Christian, Waukon, and Sheraton. Forest City is number 4, Denver is number 6, Olwine is number 14, Garner Hayfield Ventura is number 15, and Jessup is number 18. The top three Class 3A girls teams are Pella, Gilbert, and ADM. Clear Lake is number 7. The boys 3A poll is paced by Gilbert, Pella, and Lewis Central. In Class 4A, the top three girls teams are Johnston, Dubuque Senior, and Dubuque Hempstead. The top three 4A boys teams are Cedar Falls, Dowling Catholic, and Waukee Northwest. View the full rankings at RadioOnTheGo.com. More sports can be found at RadioOnTheGo.com and wherever podcasts are found. I'm John Moenkel reporting.